Welcome to Parenting Kids and Dogs 101, a limited series podcast for parents who live with kids and dogs, or plan to. I'm your host, Michelle Stern, the founder of Pooch Parenting. I'm not just a certified professional dog trainer and former teacher, I'm a mom too. In each episode of this series, I hope you feel like I'm chatting with you, one parent to another, about life with kids and dogs, answering common questions my clients ask me, and giving you simple solutions to make your life easier and safer. I hope you'll subscribe and join me for the whole series. And don't forget to grab the accompanying workbook at poochparenting.net/podcast workbook. Enjoy! In episode 9, I'm going to talk about how to manage resource guarding in dogs who are living with kids. But first, we should talk a little bit about what resource guarding is and if it's a normal behavior. So basically, resource guarding is when a dog seems to get overprotective of an item, such as a bone or a food bowl or maybe a toy, or perhaps they are overprotective of a space like their bed, your bed, or the sofa. What it can look like is that the dog starts to growl or get nervous when you approach them in the space or when they have that particular item. With some dogs who are eating or having a bone, they start to chew more frantically so that they can consume the item because really they are afraid that you're going to take away that particular resource. If they're guarding a space, they may be afraid that you're going to ask them to leave that space. So for example, if you are sharing the bed with your partner and he gets up to pee in the middle of the night and the dog growls and, quote, doesn't let him back in the bed, unquote, that is an example of resource guarding. The dog is protecting that space and does not want to share it. Now, the interesting thing about resource guarding is that it is a totally normal behavior in dogs, even though it does feel a little bit scary when it happens, or sometimes a lot scary, if I'm being honest. I'd like to share a human-related example of resource guarding so that you could possibly relate a little bit more to how your dog is feeling. So I want you to imagine that you're out to breakfast with a friend and the waiter comes over and tries to take your plate before you're finished eating. You're going to get a little bit annoyed. So you're going to say, "Hey, I'm still eating. Please leave my plate here." And the waiter says, "Oh, I'm sorry." And they walk away. But then they come back and they put their hand on your plate again and try to take it again. If they repeat this multiple times, trying to take items that you're really interested in consuming, they try to take them away from you, you're going to get pretty irritated. And you might get frustrated. You might raise your voice. You might want to poke them with your fork or something dramatic, depending on the kind of day you've had. Now, this is really similar to your dog. If you're always taking items away from your dog, if they're chewing on things that you think maybe they shouldn't have, like sticks or pieces of tan bark or pine cones, maybe because you're worried that your dog will have a digestive problem or choke on an item, your intentions are good, but your dog eventually loses patience and gets pretty frustrated that you're trying to take away all the good things. Now, I'd like you to compare that with a server at a restaurant who keeps bringing you things instead of taking things from you. So for example, maybe your server stops by your table and says, "Oh, I wanted to bring you a taste of the daily special," or, "Hey, would you like to try some of the dessert today?" And they bring it to you and they leave it at your table. You're going to start to look forward to that server approaching the table compared to how you would feel to the server who keeps trying to take your stuff. So ideally, at the end of the day, we want our dogs to look forward to our approach and maybe even our kids' approach the same way that you would with a generous server as opposed to the server that keeps trying to take your items. When we are living with kids and dogs who have resource guarding tendencies, we need to do everything that we can to change our dog's perception of the people in the house so that they stop being worried we're going to take their items and they start looking forward to our approach. It can become very unsafe if we have a dog who is afraid that we're going to take their items when we live with kids, because kids move around the house in an unpredictable way, and we don't want our dogs to become offensive with their behavior in order to chase your child away from the dog's space, the dog's food, the dog's toys. So in a moment, we will talk a little bit about what to do specifically about resource guarding. If you like what you're hearing so far, don't forget to grab the free workbook that comes with this limited podcast series. All you need to do is head over to my website, poochparenting.net/podcast workbook. The good news is that many dogs respond very favorably to training that relates to their resource guarding. If you're not sure of what to do or how to proceed with this, or if your dog has bitten anyone over any items in the past, I would encourage you to reach out to me or another positive reinforcement dog trainer to help you through some of these steps. But generally, the prognosis can be quite good. But in the meantime, we have to make sure that the dog doesn't feel threatened that we're going to take their items. What that means is we need to use more management, just like we've talked about in previous episodes here, to keep our dogs feeling safe and that our kids cannot approach them when they're eating meals or chewing a bone. Now, if your dog resource guards space and they grumble or growl or snarl if somebody approaches them while they're on their bed or on the sofa or a common space that other family members use, then we need to shift where the dog is allowed to be at any given time. So for example, if it's family movie night, then the dog cannot be allowed on the couch if they demonstrate that behavior, because we want your kids to be able to get up, get a snack, go potty, and then come back without anything dangerous from happening. So maybe what we do during those kinds of circumstances is the dog gets to be behind a baby gate during family movie night or in a pen, for example. When it comes to meals or chewies or other special treats, then I would encourage you to put your dog in a separate space for those items so that your child cannot approach. One of the first clients I ever had as a dog and child specialist was a family whose dog bit their toddler when the babysitter was there. And what had happened was the dog is a resource guarder, and the babysitter didn't know that, and the toddler walked past the dog's food bowl that had food in it, and the dog ran over and bit the toddler. And the woman's father was sort of an old school large animal veterinarian and insisted that she euthanize her dog because the dog bit his granddaughter. And I can totally understand his fear and his frustration that that had happened. But when I started to work with the client, we came up with several management strategies that proved successful, and the dog was able to live happily and in harmony with their daughter after that, with no further resource guarding incidents. So, resource guarding is normal, but it is terrifying, and we need to take steps to either prevent it by helping our dog to feel differently, or by preventing people from approaching the dog when it has a special item. I hope you found this helpful. It's only natural for questions about our kids and dogs to arise from time to time, especially as our babies grow up and our dogs mature. And if I'm being honest, it's not really worth asking for free advice from friends or even online, because you can't rely on the accuracy of the feedback you're getting. If you'd like to learn more about the Pooch Parenting Society, where I offer practical life and science-based tips and strategies, ongoing support, and a safe place to share, head on over to safekidsanddogs.com. From one parent to another, I see you, and I promise that you're not alone. Thanks for listening.